From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A group of at least five insurgents launched a pre-dawn raid today on an army unit in Afghanistan near a military academy in Kabul, killing at least two soldiers, wounding at least 10 more. Sunday, Afghanistan had a national day of mourning, the day after insurgents used an explosives-laden ambulance to carry out a suicide attack, killing 103 and leaving 235 wounded. Nazif Shirani is a Central Asia scholar at Indiana University. Sorry we don't have that sound right now. President Trump lashed out at Pakistan in early January, denouncing Islamabad's lies and deceit in the fight against terrorism, with the U.S. suspending hundreds of millions of dollars in security assistance. Yemen's Prime Minister Ahmed bin Daeger is accusing southern separatists of a coup after they seized several government buildings during fighting on Sunday with government forces in the port city of Aden. The fighting killed at least 10 and left as many as 86 wounded, including some civilians. It broke out when President Abu Radu Mansur Hadi ignored separatist demands to fire Daeger for corruption. Egypt's public prosecutor has ordered the detention of three men pending an investigation into an attack on former anti-corruption watchdog chief Hisham Ganina. Ganina had been working to elect a former military chief of staff to replace the current president in the March elections. This is VOA News.